Be perfect. What are we to do with a command like that? We've all come to the end of a long week, filled with the ordinary and perhaps extraordinary struggles of daily life. We are tired, and we come to Mass hoping that Jesus will give us some solace. We want just a few words of encouragement, a little dose of grace to lift us up and help us to face the world again. And then we hear this gospel, where Jesus says, in effect, your efforts are not good enough. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Some, the few, may hear these words as a challenge and feel enlivened by them. But I suspect that most of us listen to them and think, why bother? Perfection is not even on the horizon of our journey. If we take Jesus' words, be perfect, as an absolute command, then I think we miss the point. The Lord is not demanding anything. He is calling us to open our hearts and reimagine our world. We so readily get stuck in the mindset that everything is and always will be the same, that we end up becoming complacent. We forget that through grace, we have the power to change ourselves and the world. What if our favorite team just gave up after a single loss, or, in the case of the Chicago Cubs, 108 years of losing? We wouldn't be disappointed if they gave up. We would be angry. To give up undermines the purpose. Sports teach us to strive for excellence, to strive for perfection. We don't accept complacency in sports, and we cannot accept it in the faith either. Jesus is pushing us to perfection, but not the perfection of athletic prowess, the perfection of charity, the fulfillment of love within our hearts. We can't give up just because it's hard or even seemingly impossible. Instead, we must strive all the more. We are not competing for a trophy that will tarnish with time. We are fighting for eternal life. Just imagine if we all strove to love in the same way that we strive in sports, in school, and in our jobs. We would live in paradise. But perhaps that's too much to ask. Maybe it is too difficult to even imagine such a world. So let's narrow the focus. What if everyone in our home strove for love? What if your children competed with one another to love the most? If they competed to help one another, to clean up around the house, and to show affection and gratitude? You might think that even this is a ridiculous idea, and you would be correct. It is absurd to think that children would behave in this way, because children learn by example, and we have not shown them how. And it is the same in every other area of our lives. So many people look at the message of Jesus and think, that sure sounds great, but I've never seen it lived, and so I can't believe it. We can change that. The message of Jesus, the world he offers us, is not a pie in the sky or Pollyanna ideal meant to inspire us. Instead, it is the revelation of who we really are, of who God created us to be. Take all the effort that we put into chasing more money, more stuff, more meaningless trophies and honors. If we put even one-tenth of that effort into competing with one another in love, this world would be transformed, and we would know with confidence that the message of Jesus is possible. We simply have to desire the way of Jesus more than we want the world we already have.